Biographical sketch.
English borrows many words from other languages, and these are called loanwords. Expressions taken from Japanese and used by English speakers include such vocabulary as karaoke, sushi, haiku, futon, tsunami, and judo, to name just a few. In politics, two Russian terms used frequently by the former Soviet statesman Mikhail Gorbachev have gained popular acceptance in the English language. These words are glasnost, meaning openness regarding government policies, and perestroika, meaning reform of the economic and political system. Mikhail Gorbachev was born in 1931 in the southern part of the Soviet Union, where his father operated large machinery used for harvesting crops. Gorbachev attended Moscow State University and studied law, graduating in 1955. While at the university, he joined the Communist Party and began his rapid promotion in the party. In 1985, at the relatively young age of 54, he was elected General Secretary, making him the head of the government of the USSR. Gorbachev was taking over the reins of the world's largest state, which occupied roughly a sixth of the world's land surface that included Russia and 14 other Soviet republics. When you add to that the USSR's hegemony over Eastern Europe, its area of influence was colossal. With this great power came a large can of worms. The Soviet Union was in a deep economic slump. The arms race with the United States used up a large part of its monetary resources, and a swollen bureaucracy, together with inefficient production of goods, added to the dilemma. Gorbachev used glasnost and perestroika in order to try to overcome these obstacles. He instituted glasnost by allowing some criticism of the government, lessening restrictions on the media, and permitting openly contested elections. Instances of perestroika were giving more freedom to the republics, allowing some forms of private ownership and the firing of corrupt party members. Ultimately, the reforms were too little, too late, and the individual republics grew bolder and insisted on independence. 1991 was a watershed year in Soviet history. Gorbachev resigned as head of the Soviet Union. It dissolved, and all the republics became independent states. Gorbachev was hailed as a hero by the West for bringing about the end of the Cold War, and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.